Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. Biggame.org.
Welcome back to the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, and welcome to National Shooting Sports Month, a time to celebrate the fun, safe, addicting, wonderful world of the shooting sports. National Shooting Sports Month offers some incredible values at ranges and retailers across our nation, especially if you've never shot before or haven't in a long, long time. I would urge you, if you have a neighbor that shoots, someone at church, someone at work, and you haven't been to the range in a long, long time, to go nudge them a little bit and say, hey, I want to go with you. I promise you, you'd be a welcome guest and you'd have a great time. Zach Snow with the National Shooting Sports Foundation is going to join me today and give us some more insight to National Shooting Sports Month. Well, the elk are not yet bugling much anyway up in the high country, but they will be soon. August, though, opens up some hunting opportunities, especially if you chase elk with your bow. And we're going to talk about that specific hunt, the pre-rut hunt, with our big game biologist, BBKO Radio Pro, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, on the show today. And we're traveling to Montana to visit with Carrie Decker with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to talk about the good work that they do. Got a busy day ahead. Lots of chores to do, and I'm glad you're here in the camp house with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Welcome. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Fortiflora is a canine probiotic. All of our dogs get into the trash, eat something that they shouldn't. Maybe the hot weather or change in routine, a vacation trip, anything can cause GI upset. But one thing can fix it. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. Keep it on hand at home. A little housekeeping to do as we get started today, and we're going to start in Florida where it's opening day of deer season down there. Can you guys believe that? And some new rules in effect to log and report harvested deer take effect beginning today in Zone A. Details on how to log and report your harvested deer in Florida at bbkoradio.com. New regulations kicked in on Thursday for Alabama saltwater fishermen. The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds saltwater anglers that these regulation changes now in effect include a 36-inch fork length minimum for cobia, a slot limit for spotted sea trout. They affect flounder, your hook requirements, red snapper season dates. And then on August 26th, more new regulations. If you fish saltwater off the Alabama coast, need to brush up on the rules. The official Leftover Big Game Limited licenses list for deer, elk, bear, and pronghorn are now available in Colorado. There are more than 54,500 big game hunting licenses available on that leftover list this year. The leftover licenses go on sale this coming Tuesday, August 6th, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Details at bbkoradio.com. New regulations in South Carolina this year if you hunt white-tailed deer. A new regulation has been established that affects the use of natural deer lures and attractants often used by deer hunters. This new regulation makes it unlawful in South Carolina to possess or use, for the purpose of hunting or scouting, any substance or material that contains or claims to contain any excretion collected from a deer, including urine, gland oil, or other body fluid. This does not prohibit the use of synthetic products or substances collected by a hunter from deer legally harvested in South Carolina. Synthetic products are clearly labeled as such, and if a product is not clearly labeled as synthetic, it should be assumed to contain natural material. This preventative measure was established as one tool in the battle to prevent the introduction of chronic wasting disease in South Carolina. Way to go, Corey Jacobson. Can you believe this guy? He won his 10th career individual title at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's 2019 World Elk Calling Championships. This head-to-head event doled out more than $43,000 in cash and hunting gear prizes. Corey Jacobson of Donnelly, Idaho, edged out runner-up Bo Brooks from La Center, Washington. A really tight 4-3 judges' decision in the championship of the pro division. Here's part of Corey's performance on stage at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Elk Camp and Mountain Festival. Corey Jacobson's 10th world championship. Jermaine Hodge, Pueblo, Colorado, won the men's division. It was Marissa Pagano of Tendoy, Idaho, that won the ladies. In the voice division, Hannah Holliday, North Glen, Colorado, won it. Jacob Semper won the youth division. He's from Tule, Utah. And Christopher Fong from Middleton, Idaho, won the peewee division. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by a great product called Calming Care. It very gently calms our overactive dogs over a period of time. Talk to your vet about Calming Care from Purina.
Hi, this is Tuff Edelman, world champion bull rider. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and SiriusXM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Houston. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 2nd through the 4th at the NRG Center. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible Locked and Loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 2nd through the 4th at the NRG Center. For details and tickets, visit huntersextravaganza.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the Boat or Deer Blind at csbiblechurch.org.
August is National Shooting Sports Month. Spend a day at the range with your buddies or invite someone new to take their first shots. Maybe it's time to remind a neighbor how much fun they once had at the range. The shooting sports are safe and fun for all ages with dozens of sports to choose from. Enjoy National Shooting Sports Month throughout August. To learn more about celebrations, events, and promotions in your area, visit letsgoshooting.org. That's letsgoshooting.org. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel is a must-have in your deer pack. These three synthetic formulas actually shoot the gel in 10-foot streams. Imagine silly string to attract deer. This gel stream technology allows you to keep your human scent back and away from your targeted area. Tink's Trophy Taker Gel lasts longer and won't wash away in moisture. Bow hunters, you can spray Tink's Trophy Taker Premium Synthetic Gel directly from your blind or stand. and comes in three formulas to fit every scenario you could encounter this season. Teak's Trophy Taker Relax Formula emits long-lasting bedding area scent, putting spooky deer at ease. Teak's Trophy Taker Heat stops doe-crazed bucks in their tracks in all phases of the rut. And Teak's Trophy Taker Fight is best used early and full rut, making the big guy think there's a challenger or intruder buck in his area. Pick up Teak's Trophy Taker Gels at Walmart. From the top name in deer lure, Teak's. Outdoors men and women like to be well equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com.
Folks, come in off the porch. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
Hey, to all of my friends in Oregon, if you've wanted to try hunting, but you don't have the right gear, you don't have someone to help you, you don't know how to get started, here's a great program for you. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife can help. They have pheasant hunting workshops coming up on September 7th, another one on September 8th at the Sauvy Island Wildlife Area in Portland, and on September 14 and 15 at the E.E. Wilson Wildlife Area near Corvallis. These pheasant hunting workshops are for adults. They do it every fall. The Department of Fish and Wildlife supplies all the gear, firearms, ear and eye protection, Hunter Orange. They take you through a shotgun skills safety class and actually out on a pheasant hunt. Pretty cool deal. If you need more information, want to learn how to hunt pheasants there in Oregon, this is right up your alley. And the info is at bbkoradio.com. Well, hey, August is National Shooting Sports Month here in the good old USA, and I want to talk to my buddy Zach Snow with the National Shooting Sports Foundation about that. Welcome back, Zach. I always look forward to our conversations.
Likewise. Great to talk with you again, Bill.
And this is our time of year where we get together and celebrate the shooting sports, the safety of it, the fun of it. National Shooting Sports Month, and it officially this weekend gets kicked off and rolling, and it's a massive celebration for good reason.
Absolutely, it is. And industry has really stepped up this year in supporting the month-long campaign and encouraging people to get out to the range, try a new sport, introduce someone, something that we all can't take more time out of our lives to introduce people to the sports that we all love and have been able to share passions with families and friends for generations.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Plus One campaign, which I think is absolutely fantastic and so necessary this day and age if we are shooters and enjoy the shooting sports or the hunting sports. But why would a newcomer, why when we take someone to the range, why would they enjoy that?
Well, I think it's the same reason we all enjoy it. You know, I think it's safe to say we can all remember that person that introduced us in our first shots, if you will, when it comes to trying out the shooting sports. And, you know, now is a time of opportunity. And I personally can say that I'd say it's almost more rewarding to relive that first shot through the eyes of a friend when they break that target or ring that steel or, you know, hit the bullseye. So August is a great time to just share your passions and leave a legacy by introducing someone new or just getting out there and trying something new. We've got an amazing amount of support and participation among ranges and retailers nationwide. Over 500 different businesses have submitted events or promotions to our national calendar at letsgoshooting.org. And we've generated over 3,000 different events and promotions that ranges and retailers are offering throughout the month. So they vary from discounts on different classes that they may offer or specials on their ladies' nights or other evening night specials that they do, as well as just a variety of other new unique events that they've rolled out specific to National Shooting Sports Month.
Yeah, and all of this information is at the tip of your fingers, either on your laptop, your pad, your tablet, your iPhone, your Android, whatever. You guys have website information. Tell us how to access all of this info.
Yeah, so pretty much go to letsgoshooting.org. It's a great mobile website and desktop website. Right on the landing page is going to have all the information related to National Shooting Sports Month, where you can view events, you can take the Plus One Pledge, which we'll be talking about in a minute, and you can also enter the variety of different gearbox giveaways that industry has put together. And I will say this year, it's even bigger and better than last year with respect to the gearbox giveaways that industry has packaged that are all visible right there at letsgoshooting.org.
I have been receiving promotional emails daily from different groups, different businesses that are participating in National Shooting Sports Month, and I promise you, this is a vast array of goodies that you want to win, and you do that at letsgoshooting.org. One plus the pledge. What does that mean? What is that?
So this year, NSSF launched a new campaign, a new advocacy campaign to grow shooting and hunting sports that we're calling the Plus One Movement. And so if you go to letsgoshooting.org, there is a Plus One page specifically built out for industry stakeholders from manufacturers, ranges, retailers, and most importantly, target shooters and hunters to take the pledge for the Plus One Movement and introduce someone to shooting sports or hunting. We've set a goal that we think is very achievable as an industry and as a consumer base to introduce 100,000 people to shooting sports or hunting this year. And with everyone's help that are listening right now, I encourage you all to take someone to the range and introduce them and share your passions with family and friends. We know that there's over 30 million people in this country right now that, if invited, they would go. And so there's not a better opportunity than now to change perceptions with all of the tragic events that we see in media and the perception that casts from a negative standpoint on our industry. Let's share just how safe and fun shooting sports are when it comes to the responsible users of firearms.
Absolutely. Zach, you and I are in a position where we get to see it quite regularly. I teach shotgun to teenagers, and they're required to bring a parent along. Many times those parents have never been around a shotgun. And when they see their child get up there and start breaking clays, who also has never touched a shotgun, the reaction 90% of the time is, hey, will you allow me to do that too? It's so safe and so much fun. The shooting sports are one of the safest things that we can do, a trip to the range with the kiddos or the neighbor next door.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's exciting to see the growth that we're seeing among youth target shooting and clay target shooting in particular with the great programs that we have, such as 4-H Shooting Sports Nationwide, which is really big down in Texas. And Scholastic Clay Target Program continues to take off, and trap shooting in the high school program, you know, which started in Minnesota, now has over 9,000 students participating, which
wow.
is now trickling into the other states. So it's really great to see that youth are embracing the sports and that we have a healthy number of schools that are at least acknowledging that there is a healthy amount of interest, that they're accepting it as another option for sport activity that youth can get involved in.
You betcha. Hey, tell us one more time how we can access all of this information online.
Yeah, so head to letsgoshooting.org, and on that landing page you'll see all the information related to where you can go view events and promotions, where you can take the pledge to introduce someone new through our Plus One Movement, and where you can enter all the different gearbox giveaways that we have. And you're going to see a lot of stuff on social media, too, related to National Shooting Sports Month and the gearbox giveaway sponsors. So stay tuned for a lot of fun activities that are going on nationwide, and plan to head to the range as many times as you can this August.
Absolutely, and take someone with you. Zach, you and I are cut from the same jib. We love our bird dogs. It may be 100 degrees outside, but, you know, you and I are probably thinking about fall a lot and where we're going to go with those four-legged friends of ours. Any good hunts planned this year?
You know, I don't yet, but I know I'm going to be getting out in the field with my dad as much as we can. He's got a Springer Spaniel that he's been training a lot, you know, really committed to he's actually dove deep into the field trial space, which I never saw him pursuing, but he's really loving it. Brought a new passion to his life. And, you know, I've got a couple English Cockers that actually are going to be heading off to camp in a week or two to get primed and ready for the season. So really just looking forward to October and getting up to the hunting preserve of my dad and We may even try to get down south, whether it's one of the Carolinas or Georgia. But we'd like to try to get down there and enjoy a little outing together outside of the Northeast.
There you go. Yeah. And if, folks, if you've never hunted behind a little English cocker, don't do it because you will buy one. You will own one by the end of the day. They are so much fun. They're so enthusiastic about their work. Zach, thank you so much, as always, for your time. I enjoy talking to you, and I can't wait till the next one.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Bill.
Zach Snow with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the folks that put together the SHOT Show in Vegas every year. Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. If you own a dog, you really ought to keep Fortiflora in the fridge. Order it from Chewy.com.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50 amp pedestals, pull through sites, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand up paddle boards, well stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com. If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo, presented by Rosslyn. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Special thanks to Rosslyn, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo. presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Seminars with the most knowledgeable hunting and conservation minds, fun with famous faces on stage, and 1,850 booths displaying guns, gear, and awesome adventures around the globe. Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
I haven't missed a Dallas Safari Club convention and expo in years, and will not if there's any way I can help it. We always get on stage and have a great time with some icons in the outdoor industry. Jim Shockey, Craig Boddington, Ron Spomer, Jim Zumbo, and my buddy Larry Wysoon that joins me now. Hey, Larry, welcome back to the show. I never know where you are when I get you on the phone. Are you in Namibia, Wyoming? Where the heck are you?
Actually, you're talking to me from the home of Bluebell ice cream here in Texas for a change. I'm finally back home for a few days and just absolutely thrilled to be here, Billy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Larry. Good to have you back. And hard to believe, but it's August already, my friend.
I know. I tell you what, August seems to come around so much quicker as do the hunting season, but that's the good part of it. I mean, my time of year is the fall, and I know a lot of the listeners out there kind of feel the same way. They love the fall and winter time. Of course, you know, the rest of the seasons too, with spring turkey, spring bear, and all the fishing that goes on, but there's just something very special with August being here. You know, you feel those, a little bit of tinge, a little change in the air in the mornings and late in the evenings, and gosh, that's exciting.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, today, deer season opens up in part of Florida. They're hunting whitetails in Florida today. So, you know, it's here. It's on us, and there'll be some bow seasons opening up for elk in August, and that's what I want to talk about is elk hunting with you today and those early season tactics before the rut. You know, you're liable to catch an old bull that's not grouped up yet. It's a good time to go, isn't it?
It really is. About time that, elk are kind of interesting right now. They may be a little bit tougher to hunt as they will be compared to, you know, a month from now or maybe even 3-4 weeks from now. But having spent time in the mountains this time of year, I have heard an occasional bugle. But I've also spent a lot of time during that time this time of the year, kind of in a pre-scout kind of situation more so, since I normally didn't get to hunt them until a bit later, but spending a lot of time sitting up, glassing, finding out exactly where they're eating, where they're traveling, where the bulls are. Some of the bulls may still be together a little bit early on, and then they'll start breaking up here very, very quickly, kind of like white-tailed deer do in a situation with bachelor herds. So right now is kind of an exciting time, but right now is a really good time to spend a lot of time sitting, glassing, and learning as much as you can from, you know, where you find tracks, where you visit with if you're hunting Forest Service land, talking to the local Forest Service guys, all those kind of things are the thing to really be doing right now.
August is hot, and it doesn't matter if you're in the mountains or where you are. It's hot. You don't believe me, just start climbing, you'll find out real quick. You want to know where the water holes are, don't you?
That's just exactly where I was headed with all that. I used to set up where I could watch a series of water holes. It's this time of year. It's especially interesting, too, because a lot of times not only are you going to get to see elk, you're going to get to see mule deer, you're going to get to see black bear, and no telling what else shows up at those water holes. But you're right. Water is at a premium in so many different places, including in a lot of the elk country. And so if you can find some water holes to kind of set up and start watching, and maybe even if it's the situation where you're going to be able to hunt that area for bows, maybe set up a little ground blind to get those animals used to that situation right now as well, too.
You bet. For those guys that are going to take their bows out and chase elk in August, and even those early season rifle hunters, you want to, like you said before, do your homework, make sure you know where these bulls are traveling and what they're doing every day, what their routine is. What about calling, Larry? How aggressive are you going to be with your calling? I know when I enter the turkey woods, I call very lightly to start things off because I don't want to blow them out of there. And then I can build up from that.
And exactly, that's what we used to do. I mean, I got introduced to elk calling by Jim Zumbo years and years ago, an old dear friend of ours. And, that was one thing that Jim taught me. He said, they're trying to be aggressive and they're trying to be kind of, oh, not quite so aggressive. And to me, that's kind of what it is right now. What I do is I'll go out and I'll take a bugle, and I may bugle and see if there's a response to it, just to kind of as almost like a locator call. And then try to get into those situations, trying to figure out where those elk are headed, particularly if there's feeding areas like certain meadows that they head to. There may be a little bottleneck that you can set up on. Or again, water holes are so important throughout so much of the western part of the country where you find elk. And, if you can find that water, they're going to come to water a little bit here. I really kind of expect these bulls start making wallows as well, too. So, I mean, find those spots like that. You can usually find the old wallows. A lot of times, if they were there last year, there are going to be some elk that show up there again this year. So, pre-scouting and then call very lightly, to begin with. They're not really looking for cows yet, but they will be very shortly. And years ago, you could do a lot with a bugle call, but these days, I think it's much more important if you're going to hunt elk to spend time, learning how to cow call real well, because a lot of these bulls have heard bugles off and on for a long time, particularly the older bulls, and they may be a little bit less responsive to those.
Yeah, a little call shy, like an old-time turkey can get, for sure. Or a coyote,
yes,
that's a perfect example.
Exactly, same thing. I mean, same thing has kind of occurred in some of those areas. Younger bulls are always going to respond better to the calls anyway, in terms particularly of beagles, because they're youngsters and they're kind of full of themselves. So, I think one of the big things to this time of the year is to approach the woods knowing exactly, if you're hunting with a bow, know exactly what you can do with that bow and what your limitations are in terms of range, and spend a lot of time, too, having looked at anatomy of a bull, so that when you do get a chance at a shot, it may not be a perfect broadside, figure out whether or not that shot is a doable shot that's presented or one that you have to pass on. Same thing if you were using a rifle.
Yep, same exact thing. That's right. Hey, how sensitive are you to bedding areas when hunting elk? Is that something you want to totally avoid, or is that a really good place to go check? Are you afraid to go in that area or no?
I've gone into some of those areas. I try to stay on the periphery of them if I can, but I have gone in some of those areas to learn as much as what I could about, where they're bedding and seeing what they're bedding in as well, too, and seeing if there's a way then that I can approach. And usually I try to do that during the time when I don't think the elk are going to be in there. Again, it becomes, they've got such great noses, they've got great eyes, they've got great ears. And so to me, you can blow an elk out of an area if you put a little bit too much pressure on the bedding areas. But get fairly close, spend time with a good spot and scope or binocular and glass those areas. And then if you know that the elk are not in there, then go in and see where they come in, where they go out, and I'll learn as much as you can about it.
Education is our friend. That's good. So to those whitetail hunters down there in that Florida heat that are kicking it off today, any early season advice for them, Larry? Drink plenty of water.
drink lots of water, make sure that old Ruger rifle is sighted in with ordinary ammo, and your bow is properly sighted in. And like I say, drink plenty of water. And I got a feeling for the most part with the heat that they're dealing with, hunt early, hunt late, but don't overlook the middle part of the day. Look at the feeding activity charts that are available. And if those deer are not pressured, if it says it's a peak feeding time at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, pretty good chance those deer are going to be up and about. So I pay attention to those feeding charts, particularly early and real late in the season.
Larry, always a pleasure and an education when I visit with you. I greatly appreciate you.
Billy, same right here. Thank you so very much. Wish everybody the very best of luck.
My friend Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, you can catch him on TV on the Pursuit Channel. DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Fort Worth, the 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 9th through the 11th at the Fort Worth Convention Center. For details and tickets, visit huntersextravaganza.com.
Come to Marksman Firearms in Mansfield on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. for our big birthday blowout. We'll have hourly gun giveaways, all-day doorbuster specials, and a free prize wheel where you can win all kinds of gear. It all goes down Saturday, August 24th at our big birthday blowout at Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, located at 8100 Rendon Bloodworth Road. For more details, visit marksmanfirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps Outdoor Adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
We would love to hear from you. The Camp House website is bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. And you can simply email me from the website there or at billy@bbkoradio.com. The podcast. You can hear this show on the boat in the deer blind, hunting doves in Argentina, chasing flounder in Alaska. Doesn't matter where you are, you can hear this show. The podcast is available each week at bbkoradio.com, and you can notify the folks at Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean. All of the popular podcast locations host Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. And they'll send the show to your device absolutely free every week, and you can listen at your leisure. Last but not least, the Camp House telephone number, 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. We're talking fall elk, and that means we've got to talk to my friends at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Carrie Decker is there at RMEF headquarters in Missoula, Montana. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is the time of year I would think there at Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation headquarters where it's really hard to get any work done around the shop because everybody's got their eyes on the high country and they're listening for elk bugling. It's almost time to go.
It is almost time to go. I'm not sure what happened to June and July, but with August being upon us, yes, the excitement is building for sure.
Hey, I want to talk about the successes of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and maybe talk about some areas of the country that have really prospered from the work of RMEF. Where are some areas that maybe there weren't very many or any elk at all 50 years ago, but there are now, thanks to the work of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Oh, you're talking about some exciting things happening in what I would say the eastern part of the U.S., everything sort of east of the Missouri River. Boy, there's a lot of support that we provided for eastern elk herds throughout the years, whether it's helping with those direct elk restoration efforts or helping out with land protection and habitat enhancement for the herds that are there to make sure they have quality habitat to be on. Those elk populations in eastern states seem to be doing well. At least they're stable. And just last year, Wisconsin just held their first elk hunt, which was just bringing it full circle for us. It's super exciting.
Absolutely, it's exciting. And for folks that don't know, there was a time in this nation where, elk were not in very many places. Just a few western states, and the numbers were not overwhelming. So you can see the work that has gone into restoring these beautiful animals through the years, and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is a big reason why we now have elk in places like Arkansas, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, all over the place.
You're right, and most people are often surprised to hear that there are elk out there, and it's, they're there, and they're thriving. In fact, actually, another state that's just released its initial plan for an elk hunt, their very first elk hunt is Missouri. They're looking at that for 2020.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I remember I was on the White River fishing in Arkansas 20 years ago, and I was talking to a local there on the river, and he was telling me about the elk herd in Arkansas, and I said, well, this guy's a lunatic. There's no elk in Arkansas. And yes, because of the work of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and some help from our federal government, the elk are there and those numbers are thriving. And now a huntable herd there and a huntable herd in states like you were talking about in Wisconsin and Missouri next year. Hunting is conservation. I push that fact all the time. For a non-hunter listening to us in Missouri, they might be saying, well, we just grew this herd. Why now are you going to go out and harvest those or shoot those? It makes good sense to manage the herd, doesn't it, Carrie?
It sure does, and we've seen that time and time again where, you know, hunters are really our core conservationists and have been in this country for years. And playing a role in the management of elk and other species is just critical to making sure those populations stay healthy.
I have been a visitor to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation headquarters and just could not get enough of it. I realized when I walked in the door that my biggest mistake was I didn't carve out enough time for this because I could have stayed there two full days. It's a beautiful facility, a great learning facility for the whole family, and you guys welcome visitors 7 days a week, don't you?
We sure do, and for folks who might be in the area, I definitely encourage you to stop by. One of our really fun displays that we have on right now is looking at, it's sort of an interactive table looking at migration corridors across many parts in the West. You can kind of see where all the critters are moving through the landscape across different states and up into the high areas and down into the lower areas where they winter. It's really an incredible thing to see.
It is an awesome thing to see. I've seen it online. I haven't seen it in person, but that's on my list. Next time I'm working in Montana, which is never too far away, I'm going to drop in and see you guys and check that out. Let's talk about those corridors a little bit because they don't just happen. A lot of hard work, research, and follow-through goes into making sure that these elk have country to migrate and can safely move from winter habitat to spring and summer habitat.
You're absolutely right, and that's something that we've tried to put a focus on in our habitat restoration, our habitat enhancement, and our land protection efforts is looking at where those key pieces are within a corridor that we can protect or enhance to make sure that they have that green forage available to them throughout the entire year.
Yeah, help getting around across highways or under highways. The purchases of land by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation that maybe were a small parcel of land but opened up two big areas of land. Different things like that happen day after day after day that we don't even notice. But when you stop and look back, take a breath and look back at the acreage that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has bought for the benefit of the elk and the other wildlife through the years, it's a massive number.
It is, and you know that the land protection crew is doing an amazing job just in this year. Man, I think they're averaging, you know, like a couple of closings each month already. You know, just through June, they've had 7 projects close with over 4,500 acres permanently protected. You know, it opens and secures access to over 13,000 acres. And that's just in the first 6 months of this year. They're going to ramp up and get even more done than in the rest of the year.
Wow. It's just amazing work that goes on day after day. Do you ever have time to go out and hunt elk, Carrie, or do you just stand there, sit there in the office and work for the good of elk all of the time?
Both. Definitely both. I am a very passionate hunter and definitely try to get my time in for elk hunting. I'll hunt anything that's kind of out there. I'm kind of an all things hunting person, but elk, you got to save that time, and the office does get sparse around here sometimes in the fall.
I would assume that it would. Yeah. Hey, so bucket list. Where would you love to hunt elk or hunt elk again? Where are your favorite places?
Oh man, I grew up in Montana, so you know my heart is here, and all of my old stomping grounds are here. But, you know, one place I think it would be really fun to do is somewhere east where it's a completely different landscape. You know, the western habitat and the western areas I'm pretty familiar with. So looking for that novel experience out in the east I think would be really fun. It's such beautiful habitat out there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that would be fun, especially like Missouri next year, which,
exactly.
You know, that's just going to be an impossible draw for us. Don't even enter that, Carrie. You're not going to win.
I know.
But it's just a remarkable hunt to be there the first time, whether you harvested an elk or not, just to be there part of that first season would be amazing. Well, I'm going to have to take a little short break, but if you can hang with me a little, I want to talk about how numbers are shaping up in some of the western states and how habitat is looking in some of those areas as we move into fall.
Sounds good.
More in the next hour of the show from my friend Carrie Decker. at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. John Bonnell is going to help us put that elk on the table, too. You don't want to miss that. And Tom Dockin helps us build a better bird dog.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Thursday, August 1st, kicked off National Shooting Sports Month here in the great USA. And it's a good time. If you've not been to the range, you haven't enjoyed the pleasures of breaking clays or shooting targets in a long, long time, or maybe you never have. Great time to go with someone, a family member, or a buddy who's familiar with the shooting sports and enjoys them, and get familiar with one of the safest activities that you could possibly participate in. Here are a few facts from the National Safety Council, the CDC, and others. You're 56 times more likely to be involved in a fatal automobile accident than an accidental shooting. From a study done in 2016, there were 0.03 injuries per 100 hunters, making hunting less dangerous than swimming, volleyball, and lacrosse, and only slightly more dangerous than shooting pool. You're 43 times more likely to be injured riding a bicycle than you are at the range or hunting with a firearm. Cheerleading results in 30 times as many injuries as hunting. And your odds of being injured while hunting deer are substantially lower than being injured by a deer while driving. You shouldn't be intimidated. Call your local range for a lesson. They'll have everything you need, including safe, expert instruction. And you will have a blast, I promise you. The perfect place to start is letsgoshooting.org. You're going to find a list of instruction and ranges, discounts, everything you need as a beginner or experienced shooter to enjoy a day at the range in your neck of the woods. Letsgoshooting.org. There's a link at bbkoradio.com for you. Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. 89% of the field trial champions across North America, well, they're fed Purina Pro Plan. That tells me something. Purina Pro Plan. It's at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and Arkansas. A lot of folks in Arkansas tune in each week. We know that. And we wanted to let you know that the Army Corps of Engineers has lifted the small craft advisory on the Arkansas River from the Arkansas-Oklahoma state line to Sanders Lock and Dam in Pine Bluff. Advisories are issued when flows reach 70,000 cubic feet per second. That's a lot of water. Flows from Sanders Lock and Dam downstream are expected to range from 70 to 72,000 cubic feet per second throughout mid-August. The recent floods significantly changed the Arkansas River, and boaters are advised to use caution. Sand and sediment has built up now in new locations. Debris is still moving near the water's surface, and rock structures along the river are beginning to resurface, but some may just be shallow enough to hit with your boat or motor. It's not the same river from 2 months ago. Use caution. Thanks to the Outdoor Wire for the heads up, and to the Fishing Wire for this story. The director of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has removed all daily sport fish limits and length limits on Lake Monticello for all species of fish. They're going to drain the lake, and they'd rather you take those fish home than see them die needlessly. They need to do some work on the dam. I have a lot of fond memories of Monticello, Arkansas. I've run in a lot of field trials there at Charlie Nichols Field up north of town. Met a lot of good folks. Don't forget about that FLW Cup coming your way, Hot Springs, Arkansas. They'll start fishing this coming Friday, August 9th through Sunday the 11th. $300,000 to the winner. Lake Hamilton looks like it's going to take 10 to 12 pounds per day to win it. That's what the folks who know say anyway. Big expo every day and a weigh-in in the convention center every night that you don't want to miss. The Pennsylvania Board of Game Commissioners unanimously approved a measure to significantly increase their support for Pennsylvania-based Hunters Sharing the Harvest. That's a nonprofit organization that secures and processes game meat donations and provides them to food banks throughout the state. In past years, the board has provided $20,000 in support. This year, $55,000 to help with the cost of processing that more than 150,000 pounds of venison that's donated annually. Also considered and approved by the board at this meeting, you can now use your 6.5 Creedmoor for elk hunting in Pennsylvania. A big Billy Kinder Outdoors tip of the hat to Sergeant Paul Axton, 40 years of service with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, Division of Law Enforcement, the longest tenure of any active Indiana conservation officer, 40 years. Thank you, Sergeant. The really smart folks at Purina Pro Plan have developed different formulas over the years because they know all of our dogs are different. There's specified fuel for working dogs, lap dogs, little dogs, larger dogs. Older, younger, doesn't matter. There's a Pro Plan formula that's perfect for your dog, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. The Arizona Big Game Super Raffle netted $669,065 this year, and every penny will go to benefit the wildlife and the wild places in Arizona. Well, I could use a fresh cup of coffee, but when I come back, we're going to spend a few minutes talking bird dogs with two of my favorite guys, Bob West and Tom Dockin.
Hey guys, I'm Corey Cruz, two-time National Sporting Clays Champion and five-time Texas State Sporting Clays Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie rigs, pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children the spouses and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Not only are we celebrating our rights to hunt, fish, and the pure enjoyment of a day on the range with our family and friends as we kick off National Shooting Sports Month, we're also talking about the great pleasures of the high country and September bugling and hunting elk. Last hour, Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon was talking to us about early season pre-rut elk hunting tactics, and if you missed it, you can still catch it at bbkoradio.com. You can hear the podcast there. In fact, you can get a free download of the show every week. It'll come straight to your device when you take advantage of that free subscription at Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play. All of them will download the show directly to your device every week automatically for free. Still to come, Master Chef, our camphouse cook, John Bonnell, is going to help us take that elk from field to table with an easy recipe you can do in camp while you're hunting. And Kerry Decker from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation rejoins us from up in Missoula, Montana, in just a little while. I'm joined now by one of my really good friends, one of our pros here at BBKO Radio, one of the most respected bird dog men ever, dog trainer, field trialer, field trial judge, television host, and a well-seasoned wild bird hunter. Bob West, you have hunted every species of bird, I guess, in North America from coast to coast throughout the years. But let's narrow it down a little. You know, we love the little birds as much as we love our bird dogs. What are some of your favorite species over the years that you've hunted?
Well, Billy, I like them all, but I'll tell you what. When you can go out on that prairie, maybe it's because I live in Iowa in the cornfields and stuff, and I can hunt pheasants.
Oh, yeah.
We decent quail hunting and that, and not far to grow. It's maybe something because it's new and different to me. But when I can get out there on that prairie with the sharp tail of the huns and just relax and let a dog go. If you've got a dog that's well broke, that's the only thing you can do out there is just let them go. And I enjoy that so much because you can pretty much see them all the time. It's a fun bird. It's a real fun bird to hunt. And, you know, I like them all. I like hunting those quail down in the mountains in Arizona and stuff, the Merns. I've hunted the chuckers up in the hill country of, in the Northern California and Nevada up in that way. But it's hard to say what one is the very best. A rough grouse up north will put the hair up on your neck, too. So when you got a good dog just doing a good job, and you're with some good friends and joking back and forth and having fun and being safe, it really don't matter where you're at.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And old gentleman Bob White Quail, and when you find one of those 25, 30 covey days, all of a sudden that can become your favorite.
I've seen on the King Ranch 21 covey day, and coming from Iowa where the very best wheel see is maybe a seven if you work hard, seven coveys. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's totally amazing.
That's a lot of fun. You know, there are some particular species of birds that are probably better if you're training dogs, if you're field trialing dogs, you want to keep them buttoned down tight. You might want a tight-holding Bob White or Hun better than a running pheasant.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Over time, I think they all run.
I think you're right. I think the quail, the Bobs out in West Texas anyway, have learned over the past decade that, you know, we may be in a little trouble. They run more. They run like the Bobs, like the Blues do now.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe we're doing selective breeding because the ones that stay steady to the dog, we're going to have a better chance of shooting. I don't know, but I've even seen the little woodcock run. They'll tuck their bill up against their back or breast and just run right through the brush. Yeah.
That's one thing I have never done. I've never gone to the Upper Peninsula or anywhere up north and hunted woodcock. You're still standing here, so I guess a man can survive it.
You can survive it. When you walk in there, you wonder, there's no way a guy can shoot in here. And it causes me to be a little quick on the trigger and stuff. And when I get back out in the open, I have to talk to myself, slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
They're a great sport. It takes a very, very cautious dog because those birds aren't tolerant at all. And, you know, you can appreciate it just as much as you can the others down south, though.
Yeah, some of these birds really punish us, like the woodcock or the chucker. The chucker can make us wear some shoe leather out, boot leather out.
Oh, that's wicked. If you're gonna hunt them in their country, I know a lot of the folks listening to us have hunted them on preserves and stuff.
Yeah.
Folks, that's not the same bird that's out there in the wild. None of them are.
Right.
But when you get up in that country where you got where I hunted them in on the eastern Oregon there in the Hawaii Reservoir area, we were trying to stay about 5,000 feet. And it's wicked and straight up and down and dry, and boy, they're tough.
Yeah. And they're hard. They say the first time you hunt them for fun, and then the rest of your life you hunt them for revenge. So you're in revenge mode.
Well, I'm 70. If I'm going to do it again, it better be quick because they're rough. They're in rough country.
And then the old chucker laughs at you just like that. Thank you, Bob. Bob West. Hey, whether you're hunting chuckers in the high country or Bob White's in West Texas, fuel up your bird dog with the best Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Duck hunters will be hitting the water pretty soon with their bird dogs. Those retrievers need to know what the decoys are all about before you put them to work, and that's what Tom Dockin is talking about today from his famous Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield, Minnesota. Tom?
Hey, Billy, this week we're going to be talking about introducing your dog to decoys, you know, for the waterfowl hunters out there. You know, this is something that a lot of people overlook. And in their training sessions, they're out in the backyard throwing their training dummy, or they're going to their favorite pond, they're throwing their dummies there. And, you know, on a young dog, everything's looking really well until you get out opening day. And think about what you do if you're waterfowl hunting. In a lot of cases, what you're doing is you're throwing your decoys out in the water. Well, what signal does this give your young pup? He goes, you know what? Everything that you've thrown for me so far is something that you want me to retrieve. And all of a sudden, he's out there picking them up in the middle of your hunt. Birds are being knocked down, and he's retrieving your decoys. Not only is it a bad situation, but it makes it worse because you've been bragging about this dog all summer, and your buddies are having a heyday with you. Easy way to take care of that. What we're going to do is we're going to take our floating duck decoys, put them in the backyard. We're just going to get our dog walking around amongst them on a leash to begin with. If he's curious and he wants to pick one up, just give a tug on your leash, give him the no command, and continue to walk through him. Now, the next step is to take your training dummy and throw in amongst those decoys on land, let him pick them up, come back in, and then the next step is to throw the dummy past the decoys, let him go through the decoys and come back. Now, here's one little thing I like to do. When I first put decoys in the water for training, I'll only put them a couple of feet from shore. and then I'll throw my training dummy past them. Because if I'm going to have a problem, I want to have the problem right there next to shore instead of the dog going out. Now, one thing I want you to keep in mind, you need to do the same thing if you're going to be hunting fields, decoys, you know, for honkers or for mallard. Make sure that those dogs get used to those honker decoys in your backyard before you go out on that first hunt. This training tip is going to really, you know, set things on the right direction for you and your puppy before you get out there on opening day. You can find Doc and dog training products at docins.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much. Tom Dockin. Hey, you need to get a little work done on your dog, training that pup, whatever. I cannot recommend anyone more highly for your retriever than Tom Dockin at his Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield, Minnesota. Master Chef John Bonnell is in the Camp House kitchen when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody, it's Justin Lucas. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, how'd you get that chip out of my graph? Give that back.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to San Antonio. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th to the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. We'll have all the latest in hunting gadgets and gear. Buy direct from the manufacturers and save. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators, last season's bucks from our annual deer contest, live rattlesnakes, and enter our incredible locked and loaded giveaway. The 2019 Hunters Extravaganza, August 16th through the 18th at the Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall. For details and tickets, visit Hunters Extravaganza.
Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back to back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings a gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters.
Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at SpringCreekSD.com.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
You know, when we've worked hard all day at work or play, like a hard day of hunting, our wild game that is so good and so nutritious already tastes even better. I'll never forget a hunt in Montana some years back. I'd been following bird dogs over hills and through those coulees for several days. My legs were worn out, my dogs were worn out, and I was hungry. I was camping on a fellow's ranch that I'd met in town. He simply invited me out to stay at his place. The huns that we cooked up for dinner, along with the elk steaks that he brought over, were through the roof. Mighty good. Elk. We're talking about elk hunting today. Season's starting to unfold. You bow hunters will be hitting the hills before long. And then it'll be time to bring that harvest from the field to the table. My friend, Master Chef John Bonnell, is not only a tremendous cook, but also a well-versed, experienced, worldwide hunter. John, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you because, well, the cook is always, you know, the first guy you invite on that great hunt or that great fishing trip. The guy who can cook gets to go.
That's absolutely true. The guy that can cook and the guy that has all the equipment always get to go on the great hunts with everybody. Hey, John Bonnell, welcome back. How are things at your string of restaurants?
I couldn't be happier. I'm as busy as I could be, and that's the way I like it, brother.
I know you do. When you're not in a kitchen, you're running a marathon somewhere or an Ironman competition or helping others with benefits, and you live a very busy life. I want to talk to you about one of your favorite topics today, and that's elk. And you're going to help us bring that elk to the table. But first and foremost, I want to recall a hunting story. You killed an elk in Texas. A lot of people are raising an eyebrow to that right now because they don't know that we have a healthy elk herd in Texas. And you did it with a pistol.
I've got a Remington XP 100 with a 7mm bench rest is the chamber there, and I feel pretty good out to about 150 yards with it. So my brother and I got out in the Davis Mountains of West Texas where we have wild, free-roaming, no-fence, real-deal elk. And sure enough, we got one bugled in to just a close enough range and managed to haul one down with a pistol, which was a pretty fun day for me and my brother.
Absolutely. People raise an eyebrow to that elk in Texas. There are elk in a lot of places now where there weren't at one time. But elk are actually native to Texas, and this herd, I guess, traverses back and forth New Mexico to the alpine area of Texas.
They do. Technically, ours don't really need to migrate. They just kind of hang around. The ranchers all but wiped them out back in the day because they competed with the cattle grazing. But after a while, a lot of guys realized, you know, elk aren't so bad to have around after all. So there's been a big rebound since the 80s, and there's quite a few herds. We've seen herds of up to 200 animals right outside Alpine.
Isn't that amazing? It's just so cool to see that. That pistol shot, at what distance did you kill your elk?
About 130 yards.
Okay, so he was out there a pretty good poke. What a hunt. That's a lot of fun. And, of course, after we bring that elk down, like you said, just like our axis deer, like good beef, there's nothing better on the table. Talk to us about a recipe that the common Joe, a guy like me, can do in camp and make everybody happy.
You bet. Now, everybody knows what to do with your back straps. It's easy when you use the glory cut, but there's a lot of elk besides that when you're talking meat. One of my favorites to do when you're talking the leg meat, when you've got some kind of a big, huge piece, elk makes an incredible pot roast. And we've got one we call the Sunday slow roast because it's the kind of dish you can start before church and it's ready by dinner. You take a big, I would typically say 3.5 to 4.5 pound roast of elk, something from a back leg, brown it on all sides, season with salt and pepper, and then we go into either a Dutch oven or a crock pot, something with a good lid that you can cook low and slow, and we fill that with onions, carrots, celery, garlic, lots of aromatics, some herbs, 1 cup of coffee, 1 cup of red wine, put the lid on and cook it low and slow for about 6 hours. And, man, when it starts falling apart tender, it's one of the most flavorful, greatest things ever.
Man, and that is pretty simple to do in any trailer that you've got parked with a crock pot in it out on your elk country or in the high country or right there in a tent camp. Fire up
you
the generator and get the crock pot going.
Absolutely. Or if you're on the campfire, it's pretty easy to get your Dutch oven going, throw some coals underneath it, take off on your hike or your hunt for the day, and when you come back, pull the lid and see what you got. If you want to make a full meal out of it, throw some potatoes in for the last hour, and it'll help soak up those juices, and you got an entire thing there.
Oh, wow. Boy, that sounds really, really good. And then you can customize from there any way you want to go. Lots of things you can do with that. That's a pretty versatile recipe. That's good.
You better can season it any way you want.
Let's talk about that backstrap, because I think it would be God wouldn't be happy if we didn't talk about the backstrap from an elk and how to eat it.
Absolutely. I like to cut them into about 3/4 inch thick medallions. A nice, it's got a good size to it, but it's not too hard to cook right. Either cast iron or a really hot grill. I'm going with real high heat, season with salt and pepper at a minimum. If you want to go more complex with seasonings, that's great. Season it, give it just a light coating of oil, kiss it on each side with on the cast iron, maybe a minute each side at most. Don't go past medium rare. It's incredibly flavorful, juicy, tender, from rare to medium rare, but once you get to medium and farther, it dries up in a hurry. So don't go too far, and you've got one of the most delicate, tenderest, most flavorful pieces of game you will ever try with an elk backstrap.
You know, I think when people, and you and I hear it from people a lot, boy, I just don't like wild game, that gamey flavor. I would just bet that that person has had an overcooked piece of meat, whether that be a white-tailed deer or whatever.
Absolutely, and a lot of it comes from how you treat it in the field. Imagine if you went out with your shotgun and shot the biggest, oldest bull cow you could find and then took it to your garage and, you know, let it sit for a few hours, let the flies get after it, cut it up, and then try to cook it. It's probably going to taste like you thought your venison tasted last time. Treat it with care. Give it the respect it deserves. Game meats can be really, really tasty and something your whole family and friends will like too.
You bet, and so healthy too. Get them clean and cold as fast as possible, no matter if you're a squirrel hunter or you're hunting elk in the high country. John, as always, we appreciate your expertise and your willingness to share your recipes. You don't keep anything a secret.
I don't have no secrets in my kitchen. If you email us at bonnellsrestaurant.com, I'll give you any and every recipe I've got, one at a time, whatever you like. We just send them to you in Word format. If you want to buy a cookbook, I'm happy to sell you one of our three, but if you just need a recipe, I give it to you for free. Not a problem.
And, of course, if you live for anywhere in North Texas or you're going to be visiting Fort Worth, Texas, John has some great restaurants. Tell us.
We've got 4 restaurants in Fort Worth. Bonnell's is our original. Bonnell's Fine Texas Cuisine. That's a farm-to-table with lots of different game on the menu. We've got quail and buffalo and elk, and lots of good redfish, Texas seafood as well. Waters Restaurant is in Sundance Square, and that's heavily focused on the seafood with a big raw bar. And we've got two sports bars. One's at TCU and one is in Sundance Square. They're both called Buffalo Bros Pizza, Wings, and Subs.
John, we'll see you in camp. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Billy.
Hey, if you'd like to learn more about John Bonnell, Larry Wysoon, Tom Dockin, Ronnie Smith, Bob West, Carl Gunzer, Gary Klein, Kelly Jordan, any of our BBKO Radio pros, just click on the Pro Staff page when you visit me at bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com. Drop us a note. Tell us where you listen. We get a kick out of that. One more run to the coffee pot, and then we're going to visit again with Kerry Decker from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Man, Chef John, talking about that elk roast has got me hungry. I've got to grab a bite. I'll see you back here in a minute.
I'm Canadian Moose Guide Norm McCrate. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I think you've got some moose in you.
Just a wee bit.
Come to Marksman Firearms in Mansfield on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. for our big birthday blowout. We'll have hourly gun giveaways, all-day doorbuster specials, and a free prize wheel where you can win all kinds of gear. It all goes down Saturday, August 24th at our big birthday blowout at Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, located at 8100 Rendon Bloodworth Road. For more details, visit marksmanfirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aldad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great-tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nell Guy's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audette or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com. Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Okay, here's how you reach us in the camp house. Here's everything I got. My phone number, 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. The website, bbkoradio.com. BBKO, like Big Billy Kender Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. You can hear a two-hour version of the show there, the expanded podcast available there. Also at Podbean, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, all the big podcast carriers will download BBKO Radio to your phone or device every week, absolutely free. Give us a like on Facebook at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. That'll give you added entry opportunities when we give away cool outdoor trips and gear. Lots of ways to reach us. It's real easy, and it all starts at bbkoradio.com. Hey, my special guest on the show this week up in Missoula, Montana, home of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, is Kerry Decker with the RMEF. We are literally days, just a few weeks away from elk seasons opening up across the country and all of those well-planned, greatly anticipated trips that have been meticulously plotted out over the past months, maybe even years, all coming to fruition really soon. And, Kerry, I'm sure you're no different. You grew up in elk country, live in elk country. Got any big plans coming up? I mean, we're almost there.
Well, August snuck up on me in a hurry. I've realized I really need to get more dialed in with my bow. So that's my immediate plan, is just to stand in the backyard and fling arrows as much as I can to get ready.
There you go. Absolutely. I remember as a big bird hunter, we'd always haul bird dogs to Lewistown, Montana, and we'd work dogs there and train dogs for a couple of weeks in September. And elk season opened up, and all the bird hunters were in town. It was a really festive time. But then the guy that shot the 400-inch bull 5 miles out of town showed up with his bull elk, and that stole the show. The bird dogs were in second place after that. It's an atmosphere that, like the kids getting out of school in Pennsylvania for the first day of deer season every year. What, it's something that you anticipate as an elk hunter and kind of build your year around.
Oh, it definitely does. It's part of our culture. It's part of who we are as kids and what we grow up in. And you get that little excitement like you have when Christmas Eve is there.
Yeah, like a kid all over again. Let's talk about our habitat out west. You know, we haven't had the wildfires have been not a big problem this year as they are most years.
Oh, Billy, don't jinx us here. Don't jinx us.
So that's a positive moving into fall. There's a lot of habitat that has gone undisturbed throughout the summer, and it's been a wetter year in a lot of areas. So I would anticipate that we're looking pretty good out west. What are you hearing?
We are looking pretty good out west. It's like you said, that the wildfires have kept their distance for now. It's definitely getting dry now that we're into August. But I really think that the land managers out there, those state and wildlife agencies and other partners, have done a great job of really preparing for the season, but also doing a lot of treatments on the landscape to make sure that there's quality habitat out there to hunt.
Some of the states that have traditionally been big elk states, you know, some of our biggest elk ever out of Arizona, and then, of course, Montana, and the places that traditionally people go and hunt public land. That's still a great opportunity. As a matter of fact, it's probably a better opportunity now than it has ever been. Some folks get a negative thought when it comes to hunting on public land because they think, oh, it's been beat to death. Everybody's been there. But that's not the case. Those places have been managed very well.
They have, and it's something that we are working closely with our biggest land managers, those, the BLM and the Fish, or excuse me, the U.S. Forest Service. We've been working with them for the last 35 years on making sure that public land has quality habitat to keep the critters on public land. And you're right, it can get a negative connotation sometimes, but I love hunting public land. It's just so exciting to be out there.
Reestablishing herds, that's a big part of the conservation effort at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Future plans, can you let the cat out of the bag on anything you guys are thinking about or maybe going to move some elk from here to there? What, any plans?
You know, we do get those questions from time to time, folks in Georgia or other places, like, can we get some elk out here? That would be great. You know, they're so close to some of those existing herds in the east already. And, you know, honestly, what our role in that place is to follow those state agencies follow the lead of those state agencies. When they're hearing enough from their constituents, what we usually start with is helping fund what we call a feasibility study that looks at the biological components, look at the habitat, but also looking at the social acceptance, looking at the political drive. You're looking at all those different pieces where, you know, those things have to come all together. The stars have to align for that to be a successful reintroduction. Right now, the latest one we just did, we helped with, was moving some elk up into Wisconsin. And so there are about 60 elk that we hear that are waiting release in Wisconsin, that final release before they have their hunting season this fall.
Oh, that is so cool. The folks that want to keep up with what you guys are doing, it's real easy to do because your website is just awesome. It's RMEF, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, RMEF.org. Highly recommend you go there. If you want to learn how to hunt elk, you can do that. Call elk, you can do that. Find out what's going on with conservation with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation as well. And you might even want to attend Elk Camp. And this year you added a mountain festival to Elk Camp. We're just about a month removed from that, Carrie, and from all I hear, it was a huge success.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. I wasn't able to go this year, but, man, I was a little jealous of all those who were there. It looked just amazing. Beautiful landscape to be in, and it really was focused on being in the outdoors, something that we all just appreciate.
Of course, lots of things happen there, but one of those is the World Elk Calling Championship, and 10 times now. 10 times Corey has won this thing.
Great, yeah, 10 times. That's pretty impressive.
Carrie, we want to wish you the very best elk season, and thank you so much for taking a little time with us. And before you go, just tell folks what you guys offer for the layman, the conservationist out there that maybe would like to get involved and doesn't know how to start to help you guys.
Honestly, the biggest thing that I can take away from the Elk Foundation is that it's really a big family. From all of the staff here and all of our volunteers and all of our members, we really do pull together, and whether it's working on a habitat project, a fence removal project together, whether it's helping hold a banquet, or just celebrating the successes of our land protection efforts, you know, all of these things, there's so much going on. Like Billy said, you can go to our website and look at opportunities to join up with us in whatever way that you can. But, come join the family. It's really a great one to be part of.
Carrie, shoot straight. You better practice. Get out of that office and get out in the backyard.
I sure will. Thanks, Billy.
Carrie Decker from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Before we get out of here today, here he is one more time. 10-time world champion elk caller, Corey Jacobson. That's a portion of the performance that actually won his 10th World Championship from the stage of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Elk Camp and Mountain Festival that took place just a few weeks ago in Park City, Utah. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you back next time around to this old camp house. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.